around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, this is it. Today is the last day of standard time until November 3rd as daylight savings time is returning. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world, and tune in. Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 9th, and the fastest 2 hours in travel is on as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel once again. If you are traveling anywhere tomorrow, Sunday, March 10th, and you don't spring forward 1 hour tonight before going to bed, I'd say there's a good chance you're likely going to be missing your flight or your train. Or if you're at a hotel, they're going to be knocking on the hotel room door saying you've missed your checkout time. So the good news, Mary, it's one more sign that spring is nearly here.
Thank goodness. You know, I have been cold since we got home from Florida, and I used to always tease my family who left the Northeast and moved to Florida. They'd come back up here to visit, and they would always be cold. I'd say, oh, come on, you moved to Florida, your blood gets that thin that fast, and I'm freezing since we came back.
Well, listen, you are. But
so it comes full circle.
But you've got daylight savings time that starts.
We're on the back end of all of this now. I'm looking forward to warm
weather. You're happy outside of where we live. Their tulips are coming up. You've got your daffodils coming. So listen, it's all good. Anyway, all right, so folks, Rudy is still in show prep mode. He will join us. I think he's going to join us for the C block this hour. Bobby, what's your favorite part of spring that you're looking forward to?
The weather warming up a little bit is good. I prefer warm weather. My daffodils have not sprung yet, but they're well on their way.
And do you have many?
None yet, but I mean, I hope to. That's okay. A goal of mine.
All right. Well,
are they planted?
No, but they'll get there. Oh. We'll get there.
Okay.
Well, you could always go to the store, get yourself a wife. Your wife. Listen, Easter's coming in a couple of weeks. Get a bunch of those. You'll be all happy in the house. You know, some with some lilies, some tulips. You're good,
your wife
right?
will be happy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Lots of lilies, pastels will be great.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Pastels, right? Okay. Oh, we like that.
All right. Well, we invite you to vote in the latest travel polls that are up on the homepage of our show website, and that is rmworldtravel.com. First question we're asking, what travel activity is most important to you when you travel? And you're going to find six options that you can choose from. Second question, which of the following travel styles do you most prefer? And you're going to find six options again to choose from. With that one as well.
Saying right now, which of the following travel styles do you most prefer? And you're like, well, what does that mean? You have to go to rmworldtravel.com and you're going to find out.
It's a mystery until you go to the website.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's what is there. That's what we call in our business a tease. And hopefully we've enticed you enough to go to rmworldtravel.com.
Speaking of enticing.
Yeah,
Robert.
Exactly. So, all right. So before we get to the travel news roundtable, when you're there at rmworldtravel.com, all right, if you seek value when you travel instead of spontaneity, now spontaneity is great and we love that, right? Well, you have 4 days remaining to make your reservation to join us for the special 10-day Seabourn Mediterranean cruise that we're doing. And come travel with us this October 30th through November 9th from Rome to Barcelona. We're going to visit a number of great areas in Italy, France, Monaco, and Spain. I mentioned value because this is going to be a tremendous all-inclusive cruise, all right? And if you use some of the shipboard credit you'll be receiving for the excursions, you can pretty much lock your wallet in the safe once you're on board the ship, as everything, and I mean everything, will be included to you anytime you want it at no additional cost.
That's right. And to get the best deal possible on this Mediterranean cruise with us, you do need to make the reservation by this Tuesday, March 12th. And besides cruising with us on what we think is the best ocean cruise line out there, the deal that Seabourn is giving you is going to include up to a 25% discount off your trip, up to a $1,000 shipboard credit. Your deposit's going to be reduced by 15%. And you hear us talk about Travel Pro Luggage on the show all the time. They are a longtime sponsor of ours. Robert and I are going to send you two pieces of Travel Pro Luggage, and you can use that for your big Let's Go America tour with us.
Yeah, you can. No
question aboard the Ovation. So, all right. We should talk about the itinerary, though, because last I checked, the cabins that we have booked aside, they are almost sold out.
They are. Yeah, we're 70-80% of the way sold.
Yeah, we're getting close.
And by the way, you can book beyond. Like the deal ends on Tuesday at midnight, March 12th. But if you book on the 13th, 14th, 15th, second, or in April, if there's even a cabin left, you can do it. You're just going to spend more.
Exactly. So let's just run through the itinerary real quickly again. So we have been talking about this for a few weeks. We're going to start in Rome. We're going to Sardinia, Portofino in Italy. We're heading to Monte Carlo. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to Corsica, Cavalier-sur-Mer, and Sète in France. And then we're going to Palma de Mallorca, and that's where actually the broadcast will be. And then we're concluding in Barcelona, Spain. And you can always add on in Rome in the beginning, stay a night or two, or add on the back end in Barcelona. So you're going to find a direct link to Seabourn at the top of our website, rmworldtravel.com. You can't miss it. In blue, it says join us and book here, 2024 Seabourn Mediterranean Cruise. So we would encourage you to do that as soon as possible and get your reservation booked.
You know, we would encourage you just to make rmworldtravel.com, you know, your home screen on your phone, too, just so you're there all the time with us. That would be great. All right, as we move into the Travel News Roundtable, I'm going to start us off. The big news of the week in travel, listen, it has to be following the words from one of Mary's favorite bands, Fleetwood Mac, JetBlue and Spirit, well, they've said to each other, it's time to go your own way.
Ooh, good one.
You
yes,
like that, Mary?
Have.
You like that? Okay,
so, good song, good album.
They're also saying, thank you, Joe Biden. And I say that because, you know, a year from now, 18 months from now, Spirit, they're going to be in bankruptcy. I just don't see any way around that at this point. And JetBlue is left vulnerable for a takeover.
Yeah.
So the big news this week is they just said, hey, and by the way, JetBlue has paid out, you know, something like $425 million to Spirit. They're going to like another $60 or $70 million to cover all these costs and so forth. That's going to help Spirit a little bit to get to navigate. But
I'm a little more concerned about JetBlue. They haven't been profitable since 2020.
Well, Spirit, I don't see it. You know, they don't have much runway.
No,
pun intended on that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, you know, there's been an interest in ancestry travel and tracing your roots, and several tour companies out there actually can help you do that. Well, you don't have to travel far for this one. Ancestry.com and Guinness have teamed up and digitalized and released 1.6 million historical records for the first time publicly, and this is for free. Guinness was the largest single private employer in Ireland from 1799 to 1939. And a lot of Irish historical family records were destroyed. They weren't kept during the famine. They were destroyed in a public records fire in Dublin. So these detailed employment records are free for you to access on Ancestry.com until March 17th. They just opened them yesterday. 1.6 million historical family records, and a lot of people with Irish roots have links to family members who worked for the Guinness storehouse. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And by the way, if you do go to Dublin, I know we're headed to Dublin in a couple of weeks. You know, the Guinness factory, if you get to go there, that's
great
fascinating.
Great tours,
as well.
Absolutely.
But that's great that they're doing this.
So, and then 2 weeks ago, he was here on the show with us, Robert, during our February 24th live broadcast, and surprising news came this week that the American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA, they're known as, that's the acronym, CEO Chip Rogers resigned from his position, and AHLA Senior Executive VP and COO Kevin Carey has been named the interim president and CEO.
Well, listen,
I will miss Chip.
We love Chip. Always brings it, you know, good information. I'm sure he's going to land on his feet in something exciting. So who knows? Maybe he'll be back on the show for that. But Kevin Carey, you can't get enough Careys out there.
No, so we'll have to chat with him.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. And then, you know, listen, I could get into this. I think I'm going to hold. You know, I'm going to use this for our daily vignettes that we do Monday through Friday on our stations. Mary, it's what the State Department just put out regarding spring break if you're heading overseas. So, all right. Well, that music tells us we're headed to a sponsors break. If you own a business and travel is required for you or a member of your team, we're going to be introducing you to a company to manage it all that we think you'll find pretty interesting. 90% of the show is still to come. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
What if you discovered your hard-earned home isn't yours anymore? Have you ever checked your home title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Home title theft is real, folks, as scammers and identity thieves can easily find your info online. Simply forge your signature on a home sale form and refile as the new owner. At that point, criminals can take out loans, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you a mess. Home insurance won't cover you, but HomeTitleLock.com will. Find out for free if your home is still in your name and get 30 days of protection with code CARRY at HomeTitleLock.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now roll into the B block on this March 9th, it is 18 past the hour, folks, as we broadcast across the USA from our New York area studio. We're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry.
If we asked you to name the five things you love about staying at a luxury hotel, and a super comfy bed would be one of your answers, well, as a show fan, you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep now at home, thanks to the team at HelixSleep.com/carry, a premium mattress at an affordable price. Their lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, all tailored to your unique sleep preferences. To find the mattress that works best for you, simply take their sleep quiz, and you're going to find the perfect mattress match in less than 2 minutes, and then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Well, we like that, folks. We've received ours a few months ago. We are loving it. They offer a 100-night risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Save 20% today as a show fan at HelixSleep.com. sleep.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, a few weeks ago we discussed some of the top travel companies out there making a splash with investors and growing rapidly. Barcelona-based startup Travel Perk, founded in 2015, is one of them, having recently secured over $100 million in funding and with 8 global offices, including Miami, Boston, and Chicago. Joining us on our show hotline is Travel Perk's VP of North America, Stuart Blake.
Well, good morning, Stuart. Nice to connect with you today.
Hey, good morning, Robert. How's it going?
It's going very well. We really appreciate having you aboard with us today. You know, Mary was just mentioning your recent funding of over $100 million during your setup there. Congratulations on that. In today's challenging economic climate, you know, we know firsthand, you know, investment dollars are not flowing freely. So that's big news for Travel Perk.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, partly because it's a perfect time for the travel space. We plan on using those funds to help leverage us in North America while continuing our efforts in Europe.
Well, we certainly wish you well on that. All right, so for our listeners tuned in right now across the USA via one of our 575-some-odd radio stations, you know, who may have a business that requires them to organize travel from time to time, I'd like you to share with everyone who Travel Perk is and some of what you offer.
Yeah. So Travel Perk, we're a one-stop shop for companies when it comes to booking, managing, and reporting all of their business travel needs. So that could be from flights, hotels, car rental, train, travel. We give you a platform where you can go ahead and book for that. You can also monitor and report back on, you know, the spend that's taken place in various areas or by which department. As well, it gives companies quite a bit of control. They can leverage it however they wish, where if they're trying to cut down on travel costs, we provide them the opportunity to do so. If they just want to be able to give their employees really good travel options, we're a good platform for that as well.
Interesting. So, Stuart, last week we spoke with Michael Baker from Business Travel News, and a topic that came up is something Robert and I agree with, that it's time to move on from looking at 2019 travel numbers and trends. Clearly, we're in a different business travel atmosphere right now with increased remote and hybrid work, but many employees enjoy business travel. and really see it as a perk. Any insights on the climate of business travel and a return to increased travel for work this year and beyond?
Yeah. So we actually ran our own survey of consumers. It was operated through a third party, and we looked at just different businesses across the world and what their travel kind of trends look like. What we're finding is that in America, 31% of American business travelers are still traveling 2 to 4 trips per month on average. One interesting data point, though, is that we did recognize that there are fewer kind of one-day trips. You know, those trips where you might be flying from New York to Boston for a day or New York to D.C. Mm-hmm. We've seen that get cut in half. In exchange, people are actually going for a longer period of time, get a little bit more of that face-to-face experience. So spending a day or two in that location as opposed to just a few hours. But things are changing. They are different. We still leverage 2019 data, pre-COVID data, to just make sure that we have a better understanding of what is this market capable of. But we agree, things have changed, and we're seeing higher demand for our services because of it. Mm.
Well, let's talk about, you know, kind of when sometimes you need to go to plan B or C, because, you know, 2023, it was a rough year for a lot of flight cancellations. People know that out there. There were travel disruptors globally with Israel's war to end Hamas. You know, we've got Ukraine's ongoing fight to defeat Russia and others. So I'd love for you to share with people right now, you know, how Travel Perk has these protections for buyers using your platform that are built in to assist in travel disruptions.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So we've got a few risk mitigators there, one of them being our FlexiPerk service. So think of it almost as kind of like trip insurance for customers, but it's operated purely through our own platform. So it makes it very instantaneous for travelers. A company can go ahead and purchase this. So for any of their bookings, we will refund them immediately, at least 80%, in many cases, much closer to 100% of their cost of travel, cost of their trip, if there is a travel disruption that requires them to cancel or modify their trip. Okay. In addition to that, we've got an amazing customer care team. So if the way that they operate is that they'll be monitoring flights, and if something goes wrong, the customer care team will be, they'll be proactive in finding solutions for that traveler. And if the traveler notices something that's different or they require a change, they can just call in and get a human being who will be there to assist them on helping to modify that trip.
So how many people that are using the platform right now, you know, would you say that they go ahead and they do get this extra protection to help, you know, mitigate some of the risks?
Yeah, it's forever increasing. So within the U.S., we're seeing a pretty large uptake in this. More than 20% of our businesses right now are taking advantage of the trip protection piece. In addition to that, we built in some really cool features within our mobile app, so people can go ahead and modify their trip on the fly. People are taking advantage of that.
I think that's terrific that you guys have that already built into your platform. So it literally is, like you said earlier, it's one-stop shopping, including that, because that's a real issue
these
days.
Well, for businesses.
Yeah, especially for business travel. So I want to talk a little bit about AI. We know you're already using AI on the back end to help automate a lot of like simple manual tasks that are involved in organizing corporate travel. I do think connecting users with the best prices for flights is probably one of the best examples of that. But do you see it playing a larger role as you continue to scale? And, you know, you just mentioned the human experience, which we personally, I mean, travel is all about connecting with people, especially when there's a problem. But just in general, it's a people-oriented business. So, you know, there's a difference between having like a chat bot to help you and a person to help you. So hopefully you'll stick with the humans, continue that for when people need help. But where's the thought with AI as it plays a role as you continue to scale?
Yeah, Mary, you hit the nail on the head there, right? With us, AI is a superpower. We've been leveraging a ton on the back end for us, right? Making our jobs a bit easier so that we can support the business traveler. We also do recognize that when something goes wrong on a trip, like it usually does, I think last year, looking at flight data, 1 in 4 business travelers had a booking canceled. When something goes wrong, a lot of times people want to deal with a human being. Now, we'll continue to monitor AI and see how we can leverage it best for our travelers, but right now we're leveraging it primarily on the back end. A good example of this is we're looking at price competitiveness, and we're constantly monitoring different flight routes as well, different types of bookings to ensure that we continue to stay the leader when it comes to price competitiveness.
In your role, Stuart, as Vice President of North America for Travel Perk, you're interacting with many people across all sectors of the travel world, right? So we talked about when you just joined us as far as the funding that Travel Perk has received. I'd love to know, what has you most excited about the future right now as you scale up with this new funding? And do you see it shaping the company, you know, over the next few years in a certain way? And if so, what is that?
Yeah, great question. So, listen, I'm pretty bullish here. I came to Travel Perk a little over 7 months ago now because I am a big believer in what Travel Perk is doing, especially here in North America. I think that there is a ton of opportunity for us to be a disruptor and to make some pretty big waves. Now, Travel Perk has done an amazing job within Europe and in many cases is considered the leader in Europe when it comes to business travel platforms. We can do the same thing here in North America. And so we'll be leveraging a lot of those, a lot of the funding to go ahead and help bolster our efforts here within within the U.S., while also making it clear to everyone that we're the undisputed champion within within Europe.
Well, I want to give folks the website. You know, right now they may have they're listening around the country. They have a small business, a medium business, any type of business, frankly. Go check out a very easy website, travelperk.com, P-E-R-K, travelperk.com. You know, when you have some time today, or you can do it, frankly, anytime. Website is very easy to navigate. We spent some time on it this week, and it's filled with helpful info. So I'm going to say very nice to connect with you today, Stuart. Really appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. We will stay in touch for sure, and we hope you have a nice rest of your Saturday, okay?
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. Take care.
All right. Robert and Mary, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. All the best to you. We'll keep an eye on Travel Perk. Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Stuart. Nice to have a conversation with him today, Mary. And
it's nice to talk about business travel again, and that's a lot of money. Yeah,
yeah,
they're a company to watch.
Face-to-face, folks. Meetings.
Yeah.
It's never going to change. Okay?
No.
As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, well, Rudy is going to sign on for the first time today. He is done preparing. We still have 8 more segments coming your way, including listener emails ahead in hour two. So keep those radios locked in. Your Robert and Mary World Travel get-together while we return in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
According to FBI crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the award-winning home security we recommend. SimpliSafe's advanced technology protects every room, window, and door of your home. And right now, you'll get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HomeTitleLock.com. You know, getting your wallet, your cell phone, or your car stolen is sadly the kind of theft we get used to, or at least read about a lot. But new criminals have a new way to steal our most valuable asset, our homes. If you haven't seen it in the news, a Florida woman discovered that scammers forged her signature, created a fake deed to her home, and took her property. We don't want you to be next. So let me ask you this. When was the last time you checked your home's title? We can fix that today for free. So don't put this off. You'll never know that a thief took you off the title until it's too late, because the titles to all our homes are easily found online. Criminals, renters, even a family member can simply forge your signature on a home sale form, then refile it as the new owner. And when that happens, boom, your home is not in your name and your home is not your home anymore. Certainly hate to think a family member does this. Thieves can then take out loans on your home, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you in debt and stuck trying to prove you didn't commit loan fraud. Or they can sell your home to unsuspecting buyers who are ready to move in.
Your homeowner's insurance or common identity theft programs don't protect you from this type of crime. Home Title Lock, on the other hand, is the premier detection technology that protects your home's title. The instant they detect suspicious activity, the company moves to shut it down. Has some criminal taken over your home title? Find out for free today with code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, by going to HomeTitleLock.com. Plus, you'll get 30 days of free protection. You'll also find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, most people I know prefer travel with their significant other or their good friend, but there's also a lot of folks who prefer to travel alone for a variety of reasons. Our next guest knows those reasons and has some good ideas on how to travel alone safely and successfully. Pamela Holt hosts a streaming television series called Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Traveler, and she's been to nearly 100 countries since she began traveling alone at age 19. Pamela, welcome to the show. What do you say to a traveler, especially a woman, about the benefits of traveling alone?
Hi, Rudy. Thank you for having me on. I think one of the biggest benefits is the opportunity to discover the world on your own terms. And with that comes freedom, independence, and most importantly, increased self-confidence. With every decision that you make, with every experience that you have, you learn to really trust yourself in the decisions that you make. And you realize, as a woman, how strong you really are. And how capable. It's just such a wonderful experience for women and for men to travel solo.
Now, somebody else might say, well, yeah, but you're also, you can get lonely. You don't have anybody to talk to. You have an answer to that. You prefer to stay in hostels to hotels, don't you?
I do. I love hostels. I think people think of the hostels of the 1980s and 90s, and they're very different now. They have a lot of single rooms. And think of it more of like home sharing or hotel sharing, where you have a community area and a lot of solo travelers who are like-minded people to discover the world on their own terms are all gathered together. It's a really great place to be safe as a woman because you have an instant group of built-in friends, as opposed to staying in a hotel where everyone knows you're alone, staying single.
Yeah, I've never made a last or even a friend in a hotel, but I certainly have in hostels. I'm sorry, you were going to say something else.
Yeah, I think, there's a mindset that I think should go with solo travel. Like I said, people think of solo travel as maybe a 20-year-old with a backpack. And I'm redefining solo travel to S-O-L-O, seeking out life's opportunities. That's for everyone at every age who really wants to explore and not only discover themselves, but all the great things this world has to offer through travel.
Well, I agree. Paul Theroux once said that the best things that happen in travel is when the unexpected, well, he actually said when things go wrong, but I think you could add to that when it's the unexpected or you take the wrong fork in the road and you discover something else. You recommend for a first-time solo traveler, perhaps do it domestically or close to where you live, but then going abroad, do you have any continents you would put at the top of the list? I mean, is Europe easier for the average American than, say, Asia or South America?
Yeah, absolutely. For the first-time solo traveler, I think start with an English-speaking country. If you're based out of the U.S. and English is your first language, start with an English-speaking country who has a really good transportation system. If you're ready to move on from that, consider somewhere like Japan, where, again, they have an amazing transportation system, and it's very easy for travelers to get around, especially solo travelers. So it's sort of taking those steps as a first-time solo traveler, starting local, moving to international travel, starting with an English-speaking country, and then going somewhere else that has amazing destination, that has great transportation.
And the solo traveler has so many more benefits than when I was a young solo traveler. And I would say number one among them, your phone, because you've got maps, you've got guides. It's all in the palm of your hand. All good stuff, right? Take that phone and don't lose it if you do get another one.
Absolutely. And one of the best things on your phone, is, especially if you have an iPhone, is Google Translate. You can hold Google Translate up to any sign and it instantaneously will translate that sign, whether it's a menu. If you want to converse with someone and they don't speak your language, then you can sit there with your Google Translate and talk back and forth and have a phone translator. It really opens up the world to everyone.
And if you don't know how to do that, go to YouTube and ask YouTube, and they'll tell you how to do it. My guest, yeah. Pamela Holt, is the host of the travel series Me, Myself, and the World, subtitled The Art of Solo Travel. You can find that on Go Traveler, or you can just recently, her second season has just begun. You will find it on Amazon Prime. Pamela, good luck with the new season, and thanks for giving us some tips. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rudy. Happy travel.
And to you as well. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off, and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
This new year, why not make living more comfortable a resolution? And a terrific way to do just that is with so many different products from MyPillow.com/carry. As a show fan, you'll save big, folks, anywhere from 30 to 80% off products to make your life more pleasant. I'm talking my slippers, Giza bed sheets, hotel quality luxury bath towels and washcloths, my pillows, mattress toppers, blankets. There's even sleepwear, loungewear, and socks. Oh, and don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic coffee to start your day. MyPillow.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. You know, there's nothing worse than knowing you're in debt and falling further behind. It can keep you tossing and turning at night and weigh on your mind all day long. The frustrating part is the system is designed to trap you deeper into debt thanks to insanely high interest rates on credit cards and loans that can make it nearly impossible for you to pay off your principal, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of this debt trap called ZapMyDebt.com. They have a new aggressive strategy, many strategies, in fact, that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Think about it. With ZapMyDebt.com, you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop those threatening phone calls, and you can do it all without bankruptcy or a loan. In short, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything else this weekend, check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. I think you'll thank us for it. That's ZapMyDebt.com, or as always, you can find the link by looking at under sponsors at RMWorldTravel.com. Well, the two buzzwords of our time seem to be artificial intelligence. It's either going to save the world or destroy it, depending on who you talk to. Of course, there are all kinds of other options in between, and one of them concerns travel. You already know how helpful your smartphone can be when you're in a new place. It can instantly translate your language to another one or vice versa. You can point your camera at a sign in a foreign language, and it's instantly translated. Using your maps on your phone, you can find almost anywhere efficiently, or you can even put a pin on a map in your phone, on a map to mark the spot of your favorite restaurant, so when you go back to Rome a year later, you can find it easily. You can use your web browser to look up the history of people, places, and even buildings. So what can artificial intelligence or AI add to this? Well, I got a techie friend to whom I turned for all kinds of computer-related problems. And the other night, he told me that one of the several AI platforms available to us regular folks is called ChatGPT. Better yet, there's now ChatGPT-4, the latest iteration. And then he demonstrated it to me. He asks the name of the small town in Bordeaux where my daughter and her family have a home. It's called Cap Ferret, not to be confused with the much more famous Cap Ferrat. Cap Ferret is in Bordeaux in southwestern France on the ocean. Ferrat is on the other side of France on the Mediterranean Sea near Monaco. Anyway, he called up ChatGPT-4 on my laptop and issued some instructions. He told the software to write a travel article about Cap Ferret as a travel journalist. That would be me. As a travel journalist might do it. Then he pressed enter, and almost immediately a stream of words, all correctly spelled, began to cover my laptop screen. The darn thing even wrote the headline, which was Discovering the Hidden Gems of the Hidden Gem of France, Cap Ferret. And ChatGPT-4 is right. Cap Ferret is a hidden gem. Anyway, this was the lead paragraph as composed by artificial intelligence. I'll quote it. Nestled on the coastline of southwestern France, Cap Ferret stands as a picturesque peninsula that offers a serene escape into nature's embrace. This slender strip of land separating the Atlantic Ocean from the tranquil waters of the Arcachon Bay is a hidden gem waiting to be discovered by those who seek solace away from the bustling tourist spots. In this travel article, we'll explore the enchanting allure of Cap Ferret, its untouched natural beauty, and why it should be your next vacation destination. Unquote. You get the idea. In short, ChatGPT-4 covered almost everything that I talk about when I begin to tell friends about the place or when I write about it. I realized immediately that AI can present a traveler's sightseeing plan for a destination all wrapped up with a neat little bow in about a minute. Now, sometimes I get calls asking travel advice. I remember one distinctly. It was from a family with four kids of varying ages, and they were planning on touring Europe by car, beginning north in Scandinavia and going all the way down to the southern tip of Italy. They're going to meander their way through three or four countries. They wondered if I could suggest the best route to take, where to stay, where to dine, what activities or sites along the way would especially appeal to their kids, whose ages range from maybe 4 or 5 to 17. I could have spent about a month on that chore. I explained I couldn't do it. But you know what? I think AI could do that today. I know AI could easily put together a walking tour of Venice or a list of must-see sites in most any city in the world. It can handle all kinds of complex instructions. Now, ChatGPT-4 costs $20 a month. It's worth it to me, maybe not to you, though I think you can cancel it at any time. The thing to remember is to give any artificial intelligence you're working with as many parameters and helpful information as you can. Tell the software where you want to go. Traveling as two adults or with kids. If kids, provide ages and interests. You care about local cuisine, if you do say so. In short, give as much guidance as you can. And if the result is lacking in some regard, well, you can just ask AI again with a more focused question. Now, honestly, I think this is a game changer. And that someday very soon, asking AI such questions will be as common as typing in a desired address in your phone or car computer when you're starting to drive somewhere you're not familiar with. AI may someday be ruling mankind, as some doomsayers suggest. But in the meanwhile, it's going to be very useful, I think, to travelers. Give it a try if you're planning a trip and see if it isn't a lot more current and as helpful as a guidebook. That's my Rudy Riff for this weekend. I'm Rudy Maxa. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more travel talk coming up because you are listening to RM World Travel, as I hope you do every weekend. If you do use ChatGPT, let me know how it works for you, won't you?
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great having all of you aboard with us today, folks. EVs will power our e-block today, but first, we're sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry.
We really enjoy hearing from all of you who've bought Raycons and how much you're really enjoying them. And you know, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable for premium audio at the perfect price point. Go with buyraycon.com/carry. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever.
You know, their optimized gel tips provide the perfect in-ear fit. They're comfortable. They will not budge. Raycons will give you 8 hours of playtime, 32 hours of battery life. Plus, best of all, you're going to get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands out there. So come on. Does it get better than that? Go get yours today. Save 20% at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, to build on our conversation with the Honorable Jason Isaac, last week we've asked Brent Gruber, Executive Director with J.D. Power, to join us today. Off to that show hotline we go.
Brent, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Always enjoy when we get a chance to talk to the folks at J.D. Power. So last week's conversation about EVs on the show certainly connected with our listeners. We've heard from many of them, you know, and as Mary and I have said for a long time now, you know, we're not fans of all the agenda spin and government subsidies surrounding EVs, but we, you know, we absolutely see a place for these vehicles. The marketplace is experiencing, you know, some of the real growing pains associated with EVs currently as reality, you know, Trump's ambition. But, you know, as you look at the sector overall, I'd love to know, where do you expect, you know, we'll be, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now with surviving manufacturers, maybe infrastructure to support EVs, even rental car fleet companies mixes? Where do you see it?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to see EV adoption increase, you know, maybe at a slower pace than some had speculated just a couple years ago. You know, there are some growing pains with this transition from ICE vehicles or you know, traditionally fueled vehicles to electric vehicles. So there's going to be some up and down. But we do expect that this is going to continue to increase. You know, we're seeing great numbers from people who own electric vehicles. There's high commitment to electric vehicles. And so my expectation is that, you know, over the next several years, we're going to continue to see this sort of up and down, but general upward trend in terms of adoption. And it's going to proliferate through, you know, like you said, you know, rental fleets, and everything else related with the vehicles.
Brent, Robert and I have had a chance to drive a number of different EVs over the past couple of years. And although I wouldn't purchase one personally at this point, I will acquiesce that they can be fun to drive in terms of speed and thrust, which is not why you're really driving them around town.
But the power,
you get them on a lone road and they are fun. But in your just released J.D. Power 2024 electric vehicles study, quality and cost of ownership were the top decision-making factors. So talk a little bit about what you found.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, that driving enjoyment that you're talking about, that's actually one of the key reasons why people buy electric vehicles. They recognize that it does come with that fun aspect. And so that is, you know, really important for getting people into electric vehicles. But you know, once they own electric vehicles, there are some other aspects of the ownership experience that are pretty critical. Like you said, you know, cost of ownership being one of those. That's another key reason why people purchase these vehicles. They expect to have a vehicle that has a lower maintenance cost, you know, no oil changes, you know, things like that. And so, you know, the satisfaction that comes along with that is really indicative of the, you know, vehicle meeting those expectations coming into that purchase. And unfortunately, one of the things that we saw with this year's study was that the cost of ownership satisfaction is one of the least satisfying aspects of owning an electric vehicle. So, you know, it's not quite meeting those expectations that people had when they purchased it for that very reason.
You know, one of the things that you'll hear about EVs, or let's say they're better for the environment and so forth, I found very interesting. I read it in the Wall Street Journal last week in a report from Emissions Analytics that cited how EVs release actually more toxic particles into the atmosphere from their brakes and tires than gas-powered vehicles, right? You know, and what drivers may not know, that, you know, modern vehicles today, most vehicle-related pollution comes from the tire wear. And because EVs are considerably heavier, as tires deteriorate, they release crude oil and fillers and additives that make up the synthetic rubber of our tires. So this actually could also become an issue for drivers going forward as they look at it, because the 1+1 right now in the market, it's just not all equaling up to 2. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about the types of vehicles that sell in mass within the United States, you know, we very much love pickup trucks and SUVs, and those are heavier vehicles to begin with. And so, you know, the emissions or the impact from heavier vehicles is something that we're already feeling with those larger vehicles. It's true that electric vehicles are heavier than their ICE counterparts because of the added weight from the battery. But, you know, on a whole, you're talking about vehicles that are going to be heavy regardless whether they're ICE or EV.
Well, listen, I know, and I just want to say, so if you look at the study, folks, the Rivian R1T, the R1S ranked very high, just behind the BMW i4. Was there a vehicle in there you liked?
Yeah, you know, those vehicles ranked high because the styling really resonated with consumers. You know, I'm a style guy. It catches my attention first. I do agree with the owners of the BMW i4. I think it's a great-looking vehicle. I love the looks of the Rivian vehicles as well. So, you know, it wasn't surprising that those rated high in those areas.
All right, Brent, we appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, same. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, folks, well, share your comments with us anytime on what we talk about on this show. You can do it at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us button right there on the homepage. That's how we're going to wrap Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is coming up with the NCF in just a few minutes. Don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, or via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.